Most people have difficult breathing correctly, which is the abdominal breathing that we have reviewed already, because their diaphragm energy gets clogged from stress and or trauma. And showing you how to do that release prior to this healing now helps to release that. But what happens is there's a what I call a birth trauma that keeps you responding to your life by shutting down your breathing. And why that happens is your diaphragm gets blocked and congested because it's responding the way it did when you were first born. And the reason why that happens is I will explain to you what a natural birth is and then why there is a physical trauma connected to breathing when you are born. Naturally, the environment is warm and cozy, and the lights are down, and there's not a lot of noise, and the baby can then transition into life easily and then progress at their natural rate. Like you introduce them to the outside air, more people. But nowadays, we are in a hospital environment, and things are happening very quickly for children. And they've tracked a lot of this extra stimulation to ADHD type behavior, anything that's affecting the brain and hyperactivity. Birth plays a tremendous role on this, so it's birth trauma. Too much stimulation, the lights, too many people talking, and then a lot of moms will initially, when their babies are born, take them to malls. Take them out too quick. Naturally, babies are to transition a little bit slower. And so that's what's been happening. And when you are born, the baby, you're to hold the baby and watch the umbilical cord and keep it connected to the placenta because the baby needs to transition breathing. They take a little breath and you watch the umbilical cord and you'll see it's still pulsing. And they may not be breathing, but as long as the cord is pulsing, they're still safe. And some babies will just take a breath and they're here. And you cut the cord and they're fine. Other babies can take up to 15, 20 minutes or even longer to transition. And what you do is you watch. And you wait. The baby may take 2, 3 breaths. And you watch. And as long as the cord is pulsing, they're transitioning. And when you see them breathing regularly, then the cord can be cut. So what happens in a trauma is they're born, and suppose this is the baby that doesn't transition immediately and they need a little bit of time to transition. So if they cut the cord, and what happens, all of a sudden the baby now needs to take a deep breath because you need oxygen to survive. So they breathe in and it's painful to the lungs. It actually causes pain and they cry. So they say, oh, babies are crying, this is great. But it is a trauma. And the crying, it's painful, so now they're crying because of the pain.
And crying isn't necessarily a good indication of them being
healthy and strong. So, way back, the doctor would say, that's strengthening their lungs. So let's turn them upside down and smack them so that they actually do that. And yeah, I'm sure crying does strengthen the lungs, but just the natural transition will strengthen them as well. Now, I don't know all of procedures and all the medical procedures or what could happen with lungs and why they would want one baby to cry versus another, but I'm just generally talking about the birthing trauma with breathing and not allowing the natural transition to happen, and then what ultimately happens to us from and the outcome of that invasion. And it's like an invasive technique that they do. They immediately cut the cord. So now the baby takes a deep breath, didn't have a chance to transition, so now it burns. So the first thing that one learns when you're born is that if there's a trauma or something happens, don't take a deep breath because it's going to hurt. Now, we've all learned now that breathing is actually a healthy experience. It helps you process life, taking yoga and tai chi. And just learning relaxation techniques, you learn that the breath of life is so important. It helps you to process everyday things. And so what happens is the body has been conditioned not to allow that breath, the full breath, to come in to the lungs because it's painful, because that's the first thing that you learned. And that's a program that in healing, you can release that program so that the body, so that you will now be allowed, your body will allow you to take a full breath and fill up all of your lungs. So when you watch people, you say, take a deep breath, shoulders rise, the chest rises up, and the stomach goes in. That's shallow breathing. That can cause ultimately, you know, anxiety and stress because you're not fully processing. Your lungs are behind your rib cage, and they come all the way down to the end and around the front and all the way down the back. And if you're just doing shallow breathing, you're just getting the top part of your lungs. That's it. So you need to get the air into the full lung and fully inflate it and utilize the benefits of how the body is naturally designed to process your life. And then you don't hold on to experiences and store them in your body. You can then breathe through anything that is happening and move on. And it works great when you can do that. So the reason why you need to do it, we do a birth trauma healing, is because that is conditioned in your body. We need to release that and to let your body know that it's safe to breathe deeply. And once you do that, it's as if, let's say you have a stiff neck, okay, and you're used to walking with your head tilted to the right, okay, and you're just used to that because that's the way you need to do it. It's stiff. Then you go to a massage therapist or a chiropractor or someone who can release this energy block, acupuncture, in your neck. So they release the block, and you're there in the office, and you go, wow, look, I can straighten my head. But now you get up in the morning, and you look in the mirror, and you look that your head is tilted to the right. But you can bring it up, and it doesn't hurt. Your body's conditioned to move through life with your head tilted to the right. So now you got to say to your brain, okay, I can bring it up. So you have to recondition that response, that natural response. So that's, we are going to release the block. And you will recondition your body to respond appropriately so that you can process anything that comes along. And you do that reconditioning by practicing the breathing technique. So once we do the healing, then we will go over the breathing technique. Now, if you don't have the healing done, you can still work through that. You can do a lot because you can recondition. You know, a lot of people don't go to healers and have things done yet when they understand the concept of what's going on. Going through the proper breathing sequence will clear that and allow it. This just makes it happen easier. Okay. So, any questions on that?
Does it last once you have it done? Does it last?
Does the healing last? When you do a physical trauma healing, yes, it lasts. And then you want to focus on reconditioning yourself to do the exercises. Okay. So it makes it easier to do the exercises and for your body to fully absorb the healing and the proper way of breathing. Because I've had people come to classes and in my sessions, and they take yoga, and I said, take a deep breath. And they've done yoga for years. And I say, when I look at them, their chest goes up. So once you have the clearing and once you practice it properly, then you watch me speak. You never see my shoulders raise or anything. My stomach's going, you know, I'm breathing lower. That's how you want to breathe all the time, and you don't think about it anymore. So you can train yourself to breathe properly, yet sometimes if you don't release the block or the cause from where it came from, you're always going to need to focus on it for it to be right. There's nothing wrong with that because you can do a lot of good with that. You can process and breathe through a lot of your stress on a daily basis. But what a better way to make the clearing in your body so that you can always breathe that way. And it just enhances your life more. Okay? Any more questions?